My guest on the school report today is Chuck Zobel from Garraway Schools. He is the curriculum director and master of all things. Mr. Zobel, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get right into it. Some exciting news coming out of Garraway as we begin the new semester. And looking ahead, there's a new curriculum, a couple of new curriculums on the horizon. One is special ed. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about the new things that we have going on. The first one, we have students with very high level of needs. So we wanted to have a curriculum that would kind of be data-based and something that would better and more efficiently serve the population of students. We just recently contracted with a company called Everway. It used to be called N2Y. I think this was kind of a recent acquisition. This curriculum focuses on the education of students, obviously, with the highest level of needs. What we liked about it was that it was a complete education in all academic areas, obviously the four main math, science, social studies, and science, but it also includes life skills, which is increasingly important with these students. One of the things that we really liked about it is that it's online, but it also has a lot of printable content, and also it involves some novels for students, and obviously the teacher oversees that and chooses the ones that are best for their classes. Another thing we liked is that it was very easily scaffolded instruction, which that means that the teacher can adjust the grade level of students based on their needs. So if there's a student that struggles in ELA, they can knock that down to a different grade level or increase it at the grade level, and with data backing all of that so the teacher can adjust on the fly. And obviously at the end of the day, we really are very excited that it allows the district to best and efficiently educate our highest level of need students while providing valuable data for the teacher to be able to adjust as the student improves or needs extra instruction.
That will help teachers all around. It'll help the students, I don't want to say gain understanding, but it will help them further their education and help in their special challenges, correct?
Absolutely, and providing the necessary remediation and also the data to back it so we can identify those areas that they're needing the most.
Wonderful. Now, there's another curriculum that you guys are working on, and it has to do with some legislation that was recently passed through the House. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, House Bill 123 is a mandate of public schools to provide evidence-based education on suicide prevention. So evidence-based just meaning there are certain parameters within the curriculum that the state views important and something that is obviously highly effective. So Ohio in particular has really bought into the one that we went into, which is called Sources of Strength. Basically, Ohio has partnered with this to provide grants to make it very cost effective for public school districts. And what we really like about this program is that it's mostly student led. Obviously, it's under the guidance of a trained staff member, but it allows our student leaders to have a significant impact on the health and well-being of Garraway students. We also like that there's a very positive aspect of this program because it focuses on multiple areas of student health and wellness. Those areas are family support, positive friendships, mentorship, healthy activities, generosity, spirituality, physical health, and mental health. And we are starting the implementation of this, and we're very excited about the possibilities within our district because it involves our student leaders and it becomes kind of a community-based thing rather than just a curriculum that we just teach in the classroom.
And it's important to know that if students are struggling, there is help within the school community, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Zobel, do you have anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up today?
We're just really excited about these programs, and obviously with state testing coming around, it's going to help with that. And another thing that's coming up is February 24th, our 11th graders will be taking the free attempt at the ACT. So we've got some cool things happening in Garraway that we're really excited about.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Zobel, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
And that has been Chuck Zobel, Curriculum Director for Garraway Schools, and this has been the School Report on WKLM.